This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a thing happening in the digital world that's not really new. They've been around for 4 or 5 years, but the buzz is building, as they say, around these things called non-fungible tokens. Sounds techie, sounds vaguely crypto-y, and it is basically digital rights to a digital thing. And they're getting expensive, too, like 6 or 7 figures expensive. So we got Jamie Wild on the phone to explain. She's a writer for Morning Brew. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
For somebody who has never heard of non-fungible tokens, what are these things?
Great. So you already broke down the acronym for me, which is great. And the main aspect of it really is that word fungible, which is kind of a funny sounding word, but what it means is that something can be exchanged and that it's not unique. So when it's non-fungible, two different NFTs are unique from each other. So I like to compare it to Pokemon cards. So you don't you're not going to trade a Ghastly for a holographic Charizard, but they are just pieces of paper. You know, they're tokens that represent the actual things, just like an NFT. An NFT represents a digital asset, and that digital asset can be anything, and that value can vary.
Okay, so as a real life example, I'm just going to pick the whole NBA Top Shots thing. The NBA is making money selling, as I understand it, video copies of various game moments, except they're encrypted on the blockchain somehow. Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me. I can understand how it can sound a little confusing.
Yeah, but so here's my question, though, right? I can go online and watch LeBron James dunk until the cows come home. But somehow the NBA has found a way to put these things on the blockchain, turn them into NFTs, and is now selling them for like 6 figures plus.
Yep. I mean, it just depends on how you really think of value, right? For me, it kind of makes sense that these just digital assets, even if you can see them elsewhere, are valuable just because you own them. Yeah. And for things like digital art, that becomes really important because maybe they don't have a physical component at all. And I think if you know, when you grow up living and breathing the internet, the importance of having your name owning a meme that had such cultural ramifications, for instance, I don't know, makes more sense.
Yeah, and it look, this all makes sense as we become more of an internet-based society and go eventually completely digital as we will. We're clearly on the leading edge of this thing. But let me back you up for a minute. So forget the NBA and forget, you know, making more money off LeBron. If I'm a photographer or an artist, this is an opportunity for me.
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more artists make it an opportunity, and we're seeing them break each other's records all the time. Grimes just sold some pieces for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that was really fascinating to see. And for creators, especially ones that are completely digital, this is really just finally saying that their work is valuable in a way that they can make money off of beyond ads. Or even for music artists, you know, beyond streaming, which they've, you know, always had issues with. So,
Right. So back to this Grimes example, right? Who is, I think, as of the latest reading, Elon Musk's significant other. So just to frame it in terms of pop culture references. So I buy this NFT from Grimes and I pay $100,000. There's nothing that says I can't resell it for $150,000, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. So secondary market exists.
There is a secondary market, and I know in particular, like for NBA Top Shot, there is, and I believe for this art, there definitely will be. So yeah, you either buy NFTs because you have some intrinsic emotional attachment to them, or you buy it because you think someone else will have that value attached to it and want to buy it from you, and that you can make money off of it.
Yep. Makes sense. Jamie Wild, she's a writer at Morning Brew, writing on NFTs most recently. Jamie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate talking to you. It's really fun for me to talk about this.